New York mining disaster 1941 from the Bee Gees on Polydor, and they're Australian, and so is the next chap coming on, and so is me. And we're all Australian, and we're all buddies, I suppose. Aren't
we? Yeah.
Very good grammar. That's what they teach you out here in old Sydney land. At least some of us, anyway. Some are more intelligent. Like Long John. Complimentary this morning, aren't I? And so it's bye-bye time, I guess, for yours truly, Brian Vaughan. I don't know what I'm going to do now because there's all sorts of people wandering into the studio. So I think we'll just play a little bit of music and organise ourselves. Well, that's the breakfast show for this particular morning. I've enjoyed myself for the last 3 hours, and I hope you have too. And I'd like to remind you to join Bob Spencer tomorrow on the Rooster Call from 6 to 9 on Radio Scotland. So until then, bye for now. You know what? Stick and stay with 242 and don't you go away. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
On 242 metres in the medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland.
Snowball Request Show with Long John.
That is the Kinkies record called Waterloo Sunset. It's 11 and a half after 9 on the Snowball Show, and we're saying goodbye to Brian Vaughan. You might think it's probably a little bit overdone to sort of go to the lengths that we're going, but we don't think so, because Brian's a good pal on the ship, a good mate. And, of course, it's not as if he's just been with us, you know, for 3 or 4 months, however long it's been, but it's sort of goodbye from Britain to Brian, because he leaves next month to go home. Brian, perhaps you'd like to, recall a few of the highlights of your 5 years in Britain to the people.
Well, first of all, when I came over 5 years ago, I tried to join Auntie BBC, and that took me about 18 months, and they said that I had a terrible Australian accent.
What was the name of that thing that you just mentioned?
Auntie.
Auntie
BBC.
Oh, you're fine.
And I finally got a job on there, and as soon as I got a job on there, I was offered a job on the very first commercial offshore broadcasting station in Britain, Radio Atlanta, as it then was, on the 23rd of December 1963. And we went on the air on the 28th of March 1964 as Radio Caroline, in fact, and myself and Simon D and TW were the first broadcasters ever in Britain on commercial radio. It was a great thrill, and I stayed on Caroline for around about 2 years, and Mel Howard came along, and then I disappeared from Caroline. I went back to Australia, in fact, for a holiday for a few weeks, and came back and came on to 208 Radio Luxembourg. We're giving them all plugs, aren't we? And that went on for about 9 months.
I might just correct that, though. It was really quite cute. That's showbiz, as they say. Actually, he came back from Australia in a Boeing 707 and went on the Dole, which is even cuter. We didn't know what was happening there. We all chipped in, and we were working at different clubs for him. We were seeing him through the rough times. And then he got into 208. Carry on, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much. He's rather destroying my thunder.
Just shattering your illusion.
Anyhow, after leaving Luxembourg at the end of last year, a month in between, and then I joined Radio Scotland around about January, I think, of this year. And we've had really a time on Radio Scotland.
We sure have. The three of us have come through the thick and the thin. You're certainly the thin part of it.
And speaking from the thicker end of things, it's been wonderful having you, too. Go ahead.
I'd like you perhaps to read a commercial on my show.
It's worth it, do I?
You do, yes.
Old Oak Luncheon Meat, the top quality, popular price luncheon meat. Now, if your family have good appetites and they come home ravenously hungry, girls, give them something that's worth getting hungry for. Give them Old Oak and Luncheon Meat. Buy some delicious Old Oak Luncheon Meat for your family today, and buy an extra can to keep as a standby. Old Oak, the brand that does full justice to the finest appetite.
Brian, apart from your work life in Britain, what's the social scene been like? Have you honestly enjoyed living here for 5 years? I mean, you can tell the truth now because you're going away.
Well, I have honestly enjoyed living here for 5 years. I had a little bit of a rough time at first, the first 18 months, when I did all sorts of jobs. Being a barman, I was a packer in a cigarette factory, I was a night watchman. I can't think of any more jobs. Several night receptionists at the hotel. down there in London. Most of the jobs were in London. I had a great time, really. It was a great experience for me. I suppose the most important thing that ever happened to me in Britain is that I got married in Britain.
He's saying that because she's listening. Afterthought it was, Gene. It was an afterthought.
Of course, I got married in Britain, and now we've got a baby daughter who was born in London, in Kensington, so she's a rather posh baby for an Australian baby, and she's the only British one of our family, in fact, and we're taking her back, naturally enough. I don't think we'll leave her behind.
I'm just thinking, Brian, when she grows up and goes to an Australian school, she'll probably be walking around with a slight Australian accent, you know, and she goes around, she'll be saying, well, I was born in Kensington, London, and nobody will believe her at all.
Not really, no. But we've got the proof in the old birth certificate anyway.
She'll probably grow up and disown her parents. You see, they're Australian, she's not.
True enough.
True, yeah, that's true.
It's 9:20. I'll play this next one for you too, Brian, because I know you're a Frank Sinatra fan, as are we all. It's called Strangers in the Night.